Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, a hallelujah, praise the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tivo, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. Thank all my listeners on today. You know, it's a beautiful day, beautiful. When you can say you woke up this morning and you were clothed in your right mind, that's your beautiful, beautiful day. You know, we all going to have some trials, troubles, and some tribulations. But through it all, we learn how to trust in him. Through it all, we learn how to trust in the Lord. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, my God. Even though if you've been through the fire, there's this song that it's been ringing in my spirit. Oh, man, it's just. It's awesome when you have a song in your heart and a praise in your heart. The song says, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I never gave up, but I trusted in God. And through it all, he kept me. Through it all, he blessed me. But guess what? You still got to have a praise inside of you. Good God Almighty. Don't give up your praise, amen, on Jesus Christ. When things start going bad, then that's the time you got to mount up in the spirit realm and begin to take control and say, Lord, I know you got it. I'm not going to let this thing affect me. Say, Lord, I know you got it. You got control over everything. You have gave us control, dominion over the airwaves and all those different things that happened. You said, cast our cares upon you, for you're the one that cares for our very soul. If we lose one hair, you know it, and you know we get upset about losing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on with my announcement. Amen. I want to start off by encouraging you to listen to the shows, because there are some awesome messages that's coming forth, not just my show, not just, you know, any of the other shows. We're all under one umbrella. The word is coming. It's up to you to listen and receive it as it comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The first show that comes on, amen, it came on yesterday, was Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to listen to it, because the show and you know, I know the shows have been a blessing to you, and I encourage you to send an offering. You can go on Facebook, and it will walk you through the steps, and just inbox her, and she'll tell you how you can get it to her. Glory to God. You know, it's nothing like it's seed time and harvest time. You know, they've already gotten ready. The farmers are getting ready. Amen. So guess what? We need to be ready. We need to already have seeds in the ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it was just awesome, awesome, awesome. And every Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. You know, God is good. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I can't hardly hold myself. Amen. Glory to God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. So come and hear a prophetic word, hallelujah, a word that will move your spirit, that will help you on the way to where you need to go, a word in season. So come and get your word, hallelujah, every time the doors are open. You know, they say the doors of the church are open. We open up the doors for you to come on in and hear the word of the Lord. Glory to God. So come on in and hear the word as it comes forth on today. Open your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, not me, but what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. And you move on down, we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Ministry Elaine Jackson is the second Hour Power. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Spirit is saying to her. She's also an author, getting ready to release a second book. Oh, my God. See, God is good. See, he's faithful for that he's promised. He don't break his promises. But guess what? Men do. Hallelujah. We do. But God don't break his promises. Hallelujah. My God, he's faithful to that he promised. He promised, he said, whatever you put your hand to do, I will prosper. So we're in that prospering season. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on in and get in and listen and go over and show Ministry Elaine some love and buy her first book. She still got it for sale. It's still out there for sale. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead and spend those dollars and buy her book. It's an awesome, awesome read. Amen. Hallelujah. Then if you move on up, we have one word from the Lord that comes on Tuesday night. I call them the Power Impact Team because they got the power. Whenever their word comes forth, it impacts somebody's life, someone's life. It brings life changes. So I encourage you to listen on Tuesday night, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Awesome, awesome, awesome man and woman of God. Hallelujah. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor. You need a marriage counselor. You need a spiritual leader. Hook up with them and listen to what the Lord is saying, hallelujah, and how he wants you to go about to your next level. Because sometimes you're staggering here, you're staggering over there, you're staggering and you can't get nowhere for staggering. He'll show you how to stand and stand there for, oh my God, good God Almighty. He'll show you how to stand and stand there for on what he's putting in, telling the leaders to tell you. So that way you can get there and stop staggering here and staggering over there. You'll stand and you'll stand there for on firm ground and you'll get to where you need to be. So I say go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. You'll see Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. And that way you can hit them up and tell them what you want, and they will get back with you. And I want to also encourage you to become a partner with us. And in coming partner with us, you will receive many things. We also ask only for $25 or more. You know, you can't move, amen, a whole lot for $25. But guess what? You know, it's a start. You have to start somewhere. You know, some say, well, you know, I started at the bottom in ministry, and then, look, God elevated me. But let me help you out. When God elevates you, get ready for the other level, hallelujah, and those other level of things that will come, the troubles and the tribulations, hallelujah. But you ought to be able to handle, amen, a bigger version of it. But guess what? If you got Jesus, then that's enough. That's all you need to handle whatever life throws you. Hallelujah. And it will throw you some stuff sometimes. Hey, glory to God. But you got to learn how to keep stepping, you know, step and step high. You can't let nobody tell you, amen, on this earth that, you know, God is not calling you and God is, he don't want you to do this and he don't want you to do that. And that's why I said you get totally confused. Hallelujah. Out of everybody telling you everything. But get up under this ministry and guess what? You'll hear the right thing. Ah, my God, my God. For Jesus is real and he's alive and well. Glory to God. And that's all of my announcements on today. Amen. If you have any questions, you can hit us up on Facebook. I know some say they don't have a Facebook page. I understand. Amen. But there are some way, you know, somebody, some uncles, some grandchildren, somebody got some Facebook, amen, and you could tell them, well, I need you to send a text or send an inbox to Apostle Yvonne Rouse, well, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook, and Pastor Joseph Rouse, send them an inbox. And give them my number and tell them to call me. You know, there's some kind of way you can get to them. So don't say you can't do it. But, yeah, you can do it because, you know, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. If we really want to get there, to that place, then guess what? We can get there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now that's enough being said. Amen. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I'm going to bring you over, amen, so I can pray for you. Don't give me your name, but just tell me where you're calling from, amen, and your prayer request, amen, hallelujah. There's no one, press the 1, amen. We're going to go on down, amen, the road with Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this precious day that you have made, and as we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and your blood bought power, the blood cover us, Lord, everywhere we go, as we go and as we come, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for letting us, God, be able to wake up this morning and smell the roses, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are everything that we need you to be, Lord God. You're all that we need you to be, Lord, in everything that we need you to be. So, Father God, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you administer healing through the word of God as it goes forth out into the hedges and the highways, Lord God, as the word go forth and deliver, and it hit those, Lord God, that need it, and it heals them in their mind and heals them in their very vessels in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the word, Lord God, go in their ears, Lord God. Let them hear this, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on these days, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, because we know, Lord God, you're everywhere that we need you to be. We know you'll be a lawyer in a courtroom. You'll be a doctor in a sick room, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord, you'll be in the middle of every financial situation, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, all we got to do is just open the door and let you in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you glory, Lord, because without you, oh God, we can do nothing. Absolutely nothing is done without you. We all the glory and all the honor goes to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on this very day, Lord God, as you allowed us to assemble ourselves together, oh my God, for the edifying of the saints. My Lord, to hear the word, Lord God, as it come forth, Lord God, with power and clarity, Lord God, to heal those that need healing, those that are brokenhearted, those that are bound by chains. They shall loose and break right now, break free right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, God, we thank you, God. Lord, we know that everything will work out for the good of them that love you, that's called according to your purpose, in the name of Jesus, to go out and compel the Lord. To preach the gospel, hallelujah, to those that are lost right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that you give them a bold spirit so they won't be fearful. They don't mind going telling those about a man named Jesus who walked this earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, God, as they go and compel them, Lord God. They shall come with open arms. They shall not see them, but they shall see you living in them. Let out of their bellies flow rivers of living water. Oh, my God, to heal them and set them free out of the sin that they're in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the covering, the power of the Holy Ghost Spirit, Lord, that lives on the inside, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us the strength, oh, good God Almighty, to mount up wings as an eagle and fly high above every circumstance right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and we praise your holy name on high. Amen, amen, glory to God. Boy, he is real and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Did you wake up with a hallelujah praise in your heart on this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you wake up, everything starts to pop on your mind. You know why? Because guess what? It wants to try to distract you from saying, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, how are you doing this morning? Glory to God. It want to stop you in your tracks. Oh, good God Almighty. But that's when I have to back it up. Glory to God. You back it up. Hallelujah. And I said, hold up. Wait a minute. Lord, how are you doing this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you fine, Lord? Are you doing well? Glory to God. And thank you for waking me up. Thank you for having me here on another day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You know, those are things sometimes that you have to grow into. But you know what? We should be growing into them now. Hallelujah. Instead of waiting till, you know what, I ain't got there. How old are you now? How old can you wait to see me? 89. How old? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll start. I'm sorry. Let's go 50, 60, 70, and on up. Okay, how about that? Glory to God. And say, Lord, how are you this morning? You woke me up. Now, getting on my mind, well, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I got to go over here, and I got to do this. And then when I get off work, I got to go over here, and I got to do this instead of all that. And knowing how and what you got to do, just back it up a little bit and say, hold up, wait a minute. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for clothing me in my right mind. I thank you for touching me with your finger of love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, for God is for real, hallelujah, and he is worthy, oh my God. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, he is real. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get in our message. Amen. God is real. I'm going to be reading today from Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the title of my message is Shake Yourself Loose. How many times have you been bound up by certain circumstances and things that come and they can just grip you in a minute? Let's just piggyback a little bit on chapter 27 so you know where I'm going, just a little bit. Hallelujah. You know, Paul was, he was a prisoner in their hands, so they were to go. They were going to Julius. You know, and he was going to get on the boat with some other prisoners, and he told them before he got on the boat, he said, hold up, wait a minute now. Y'all going to run into some turbulences on this boat. He was trying to tell them that they was going to really have some calamity. The seas was going to rock, amen. The wind was going to blow, and it was going to be ugly. He was trying to tell them the turbulence was going to be bad. But, you know, they took a vote. They took a vote anyway. Is it all okay? How many how many believe that we're going to be all right? We're going to go ahead and go on the ship. See, sometimes if you listen to the word of the prophet or listen to the word of the preacher, you won't have to experience all those turbulences. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. And so they took a vote. They went on and they got on the ship. Hallelujah. And they did. They ran into all them turbulences and all those different things start to happen, you know, like Paul was telling them. They stayed out there a long time. Long time. I think it was like 14 days. They stayed out there. Hallelujah. And they got a little discouraged. You know how they can say, let's set the sail and we're going to start the sail. You know, the wind in the sail. You know, sometimes you say, come on, it's all right. We're going to go on out there and we're going to believe God when we get out there. Hallelujah. But you need to believe him before you get out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, all them turbulences and all them things that's in your way, that he done already moved it. Because when I leave here in the morning, I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, them on the left, stay on the left, them on the right, stay on the right, in the name of Jesus, no accidents, Lord God, no deals crossing, let them stay in the woods on the left, let them stay in the woods on the right, hallelujah, see, I'm already putting forth, amen, my travel plan right then, before the Lord, not wait until I get out there and then see a deal, oh Lord, don't let him come out there in front of me, no, you already had it already out there now, he already done hurt me, now you stay where you at, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. So they experienced a lot of turbulence out there. The winds were blowing, and the ship was about to wreck and all this stuff. But see, Paul had told them, you know, they're going to run into a lot of stuff. But they didn't want to believe him. After they took a vote, they decided to go on. Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when they got out there and they got discouraged too also, they didn't eat. They had prisoners on there. They didn't eat. They didn't eat. Paul told them, said, listen, y'all going to have to eat. Glory to God. Y'all going to need to eat something because you're going to need your strength because it's going to be ugly. Hallelujah. Well, one night the angel of the Lord, I'm just giving you a little bit of background. The angel of the Lord appeared to Paul and he told him, said, listen, not a soul going to be lost on this ship. You can go back and read it, amen. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but I'm going to give you a little bit, and we're going to take it on, amen, down the road on chapter 28, because that's where I'm coming from, and I just want to give you a little bit. Hallelujah. He said, you can go ahead, and the angel of the Lord appeared and said, not a soul going to be lost on this ship. So once they, you know, they had ate and they had gained their strength and everything, and then they start throwing stuff over. Glory to God. They started throwing stuff over, amen. After they ate, they threw stuff over the ship. Glory to God. Okay, and after all that and all that, then the ship went to, hallelujah, on down, and it did, it wrecked. The ship wrecked. But it was just as he said, the angel, when the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and told him not a soul was going to be lost. See, they were scared they were going to lose the prisoners. Nothing was lost. Nobody's life. Everybody made it over. You know, that song used to say, thank God I made it over. I made it over. Amen. Glory to God. They made it over. Hallelujah. Let's go on with chapter 28. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shake yourself loose. First verse. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. So see, these were barbarous people. But guess what? They did. They showed them kindness. It is something when somebody can show you some kindness. People don't even know you, and they show you kindness. They give you stuff, you know, and different things like that. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? They trying to operate some witchcraft on me. No, people will show you kindness. There are some that does evil, but there are some that does really good. Hallelujah. So they showed them kindness. Let's move on, verse 3. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened to his hand. Now, you understand, a viper, they are known for the three long fangs. They got fork-shaped tongues. It's a venomous snake. Amen. Upon biting you, he's supposed to kill you. Glory to God. You know, sometimes life happens, and when it comes, it can fasten itself to you. The trials, the tribulations, you know, on your job, hallelujah. You don't have enough money to pay your bills, and you get upset with other people because things ain't going right in your life, and that's your house. That's your own house. Not your home, your house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get upset and want to take it out on other people. Hallelujah. Things ain't going right for you, so then you want to get, amen, to throw everybody else in there. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let's move on. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hands, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. They were saying, look, he done been through the sea, he went through the storm, glory to God, and then he still didn't die. So now look, this snake done caught hold to it. And it's something how life can throw you some challenges. But you know, sometimes you hear people talk,
I'm just talking just like this. Yeah, God knows. I know God. Yes, I know him. Yeah, you might know him, yes, but you're denying the power that he really has, because he has the power to set you free from all that turbulence. Glory to God. Huh? You got to learn how to shake it off. Huh? Stop blaming everybody for your problems. Hallelujah. Shake it off. The Lord is me. I did this. No, they didn't do this. I did this. Don't get mad with the world because you start to go through things, amen, and then you can't handle them. But what you do, you take them to the hill, which come your help. You know, sometimes people can say, well, Lord, you know what? I'm here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, I'm having this problem. You know, and then they put it before him like that. Well, you know what? You can go down the road. Well, you know what, Lord? Yeah, I'm having this problem. No, you got to get down with it. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am your child. And, Lord, this thing is bothering me. So you put it before the Lord. When he knows you come to him, he said, they worship him, should worship him in spirit and in truth. When you come to him in truth and let him know that this thing is bothering you, look at Paul. He shook it off and shook it into the fire. Oh, my God. See, they thought that it was going to kill him. It was one of the venomous things that could bite you, the venomous snake. And sometimes some of the venomous things can happen in our life, and we don't know what to do sometimes. Well, here's what I say. Take it to the hill. I remember I had told this person something, amen, you know, and they were doing stuff that, you know, I'm like, okay, it ain't right. I said, you know, this thing won't happen because you need to do right yourself. You know, and this person, amen, really, they don't know a whole lot about God, but they know he's real. And guess what they told me? They going to take it to the Lord, amen. They going to take it to the Lord in prayer. I said, what? Oh, my God, it shocked me. I said, no, they didn't go there on me, did they? Glory to God. But it is something when you know that they have learned, hallelujah, they can go to the hill which come to their help, because all our help comes from the Lord. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. In other words, Paul shook off what was going on with him. He didn't felt no harm. He didn't swell. He didn't do none of that, but he shook it off. You know, and then sometimes when you shake it off, you go right back and pick it up. Hallelujah. Well, here's what you need to do. Let me slow it down and just tell you. Once you pray about it and it's still nothing happened, pray again. Once you prayed about it and it's still nothing happened, then pray again. I hear you, Lord. And then he said some things happen only come by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Then you just say, okay, Lord, I got to push this plate back. I'm going to push these hot dogs back. I'm going to push these chips back. And I'm sure going to cut out this candy over here, this big bag of candy I've been eating. I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to cut out all that. Go, Lord God, naked before the Lord. Lord, I'm here. And I'm just going to fast. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to seek you, Lord, because this thing got to move. Because some things won't move unless you by fasting and praying. And it says in his word, it only moves by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Well, preacher, I hear you in prophet. I don't know how to fast. You know what? Amen. Glory to God. You can fast from something that you like. Hallelujah. Cut your TV off. Hallelujah. And spend that time with the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Phone, cut it off. Hallelujah. I understand. You said sometime I might get an important call. Yes, well, leave it on and do like I do. I just throw it up under something. Amen. If it ring or whatever, you know, it's still on, but I won't hear it ring in that time that you spend with the Lord. You know, there's many things you can do and several ways you can do it. Hallelujah. So long, you know, I know they had, I think it was Friday, they was talking about unplug yourself. They was talking about unplug yourself from your phone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I don't have problems. I don't have to worry about that. I can do that easily. Glory to God. But you see, he didn't swell up. He shook it off. So you got to learn how to shake some stuff off. Don't let life get you down so bad that when you don't want to talk to nobody, you don't want to see nobody, and if they say something to you, you're biting their head off. Glory to God. And you always think you got to be so snappy happy. Hallelujah. People don't like that kind of spirit. Sometimes you might have to walk away. Me, I'm a person, amen, glory to God. You get too crazy. It's what I'm going to say, okay, amen, I apologize, and I'm going on. Because I'm not going to stand there and argue with you about nothing. I'm going to do that. And they will tell you I will do that. Glory to God. Life is too short. You got to live this life to live again down here. So life is too short to get up an argument with people about stuff that, you know, that really don't mean nothing. It's nothing. You just got to learn, you know, and I hear you. I've always heard, you know, my apostle and my pastor say, you know, choose your battles carefully. And that's what you do. Some battles you ain't even got, ain't no need you ain't going there. It really ain't. Just forget it. Hit it and quit it and forget it and go on. Because sometimes you know, if you know that you know that you're right, just leave it alone. Just keep it moving. Let's go on down a little bit on 6. How about they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly? But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. But see, they were talking about a little G god, but it wasn't that he was a little G god, and it wasn't that he was a god. It was a god in him, because his blood, he was covered under the blood. Glory to God. So when that snake bit him, he bit into the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. So he didn't have no choice when Paul shook him off. Hallelujah. You got to understand when things come to try to bind you up, you got to know who you are and who you belong to. Hallelujah. With that Holy Ghost power that lives on the inside of you, you got to learn how to shake it up. Listen, you can always sit and you can wander and you can ponder. Hallelujah. On what should be, what could be, and what have been. Oh, my God. But guess what? When you sit and you wander and you ponder on Jesus Christ and how good he is and what a good God we serve, and don't let this thing trap me. Lord, help me. Release me from it. I don't want to be bound down with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I know Christ lives in me. So, Lord, I'm going to shake it off, Lord God. And I need your help. Don't let me feel no way tired. Don't let me get down, Lord God, to where I can't. Don't let me get down to where I won't believe. Don't let my belief system get shook up by a venomous snake. Don't let my belief system get shook up, oh my God, by calamity. Don't let my belief system get shook up by things that are happening in the world today. Don't let my belief system get shook up because they talked about me. They gossiped about me. Don't let my belief system get shook up that I don't know what I'm doing. Good God Almighty. Don't get shook up, hallelujah, like that, but shake it off. But don't get shook up to where your belief system fell by the wayside. You got to know who you belong to and who you are. You know, some people be thinking that, you know, whenever they say, you say you're strong, and when you come off like that, you know, they'll say certain things about you, and, you know, but it's not that. You're just being a strong man or woman of God, letting them know, okay, I'm not playing that, you know, and that's what you're doing, hallelujah. You're not so much as trying to be, how should I say it, they said sometimes you try to be stuck up or you try to be more than what you are. No, I'm just letting you know, I'm a strong woman of God, and I'm going to stand on his word. That's it. Glory to God. And when you can stand there for God's word, God will move for you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's move on to verse 7. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the island whose name was Publius, who received us and logged us 3 days' courtesy. Okay, they received him. This man was named Publius, and so he received them as they came. You see, they did good, and they were barbarians. And after they see what happened to him, I'm going to say they all, they got saved, because they were kind of, okay, he's finna die, okay? This snake done bit him, and he done came through this, and what is he did? Is he a murderer or he a killer? Ain't that something how people can try to characterize things? Well, what she done did? I remember one time, amen, that this van that was carrying a lot of Christian people, and it had an accident. And then, you know, somebody made a statement. They said, well, I wonder what they did to have that accident. You know, what they did, what happened? You know, they made God mad. No, you know, it's some horrific things can happen to some good people. It's some bad things can happen to good people. I've seen it. Glory to God. That don't mean that they did nothing. Amen. They done did everything right. You know, I've got most of it right. They ain't perfect. And that could have been just something that some things have to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hand on him and healed him. Glory to God. You see right there, Paul, everything that he went through, God had a purpose for him going through and having being shipwrecked to that island and all that stuff. Even though the enemy tried to make it bad, he wanted to kill them all off before they got there. But guess what? The angel of the Lord stepped in. Now, whatever problem you think you're going through, don't you know he'll step in right on time. Hallelujah. So shake it off. You got to learn how to shake yourself loose. Don't let it hang. You know, when that snake bit Paul, what did Paul do? Paul shook it off. You ain't going to keep hanging on my same arm. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to change arms. You know, you're hanging one day on the left, giving me trouble. Then you're hanging one day on the right, giving me that much more trouble. You even have got it so bad that you grab hold onto one of my feet and they act like it don't want to move. Oh, my Lord. But that ain't going to happen. You got to learn how to shake it y'all for real, and don't let it switch places. Because sometimes what you do when you go through the trials, the tests, and the tribulations, you'll shake it off in one place and you'll put it in another, okay? I shook it off today, but I'm going to grab back hold to it on tomorrow. I know I thought about this and all the things that they done to me on this day, and I give them to the Lord, but I'm going to go right back and pick them up again and say, you know what, Lord, this is what they done to me. No, because once you shake it off, hallelujah, into the fire, oh my God, God can take you higher, but if you can't learn to shake it off, glory to God, then guess what, it's going to hang on you forever. We're in a season now, you got to forget about whatever they did on last year. Forget about what they did on yesterday. It's a new day of dawning, because he wants to take you higher, but he can't take you higher because you're bound down in your circumstance. But shake yourself loose on today, because we serve an awesome God. It's time for you to see the glory of the God. We've been pitter-pattering around. We've been going here, going there, and we ain't getting nowhere. But now it's time for you to shake yourself loose. Glory to God. If Paul can shake himself loose, I know you can too. Aren't you a child of the Most High God? You got to know who you belong to. Aren't you a king's kid? Glory to God. So you got to walk like a king and act like a queen. Glory to God. My God, my God. Shake it off right now. Hallelujah. Don't let it keep bowing you down. Don't let these circumstances keep running through your mind. And you got to tell everybody the same old every day. You're going through the same old every day of your life. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be. Hallelujah. You go to church Sunday after Sunday. Hallelujah. My God, you go to prayer. Let's just say week after week after week, the same old stuff coming back to bite you. You know, you ought to be in a place now where you shouldn't even let that stuff get you down. If you are anchored in Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, then you done shook yourself loose and this ain't coming no more. But let me help you out with this. It will come. It'll come, but guess what you got to do? You say, not today. I don't want to hear it. I bind that spirit in my mind in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So you won't hear, amen, that, because guess what? It does come to try to trap you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to shake it off. And I don't want to hear it. No. Glory to God. And then you replace it with the word of God in you. Because if you got a dry place, it says, understand. You know, when you cast the spirit out, hallelujah, then guess what? It goes, it wanders around, but then it'll come back seven times worse because it's a dry place. So guess what? You ain't had no word during the week. You ain't read no word during the week. You ain't prayed none during the week. So it comes back to that dry place in you. There's no moisture there. There's no water in your belly. Oh, good God Almighty. So it comes, turns around and comes back to you. Hallelujah. Then it comes back seven times worse. So whenever you release it, hallelujah, then that's when you got to stay in the word of God. You got to get on your face and stay in the word of God and read and hear the word and listen to it. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Mount up wings as an eagle and fly high above them circumstances. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. So see, when they saw what Paul had went through and he had shook off, amen, the demons, hallelujah, off his arm, glory to God, then others came and he was telling them the word of God. I can imagine they were sitting around the campfire, you know, and they were talking, amen, about the word of God. I don't know about you, but I love to talk about the word of God. And yes, I understand you can't just bombard people with it all the time, you know. You have to be on not doing the sin that they do and not creating the sin that they create, but you have to become, amen, to people, amen, on that level so you can ease it in and talk to them about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And yes, some were receiving, some didn't. But whenever they saw everything that was going on, hallelujah, and with Paul, then guess what? And they were hearing what he was saying, and they believed. So they got saved. Hallelujah. And especially after he laid his hands, oh, my God, and he healed. My God, good God Almighty. Can you imagine what that did for them? Hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah. verse 9. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as was necessary. You see, whenever they got ready to go, although they lost everything in the ocean because the ship wrecked, hallelujah, God still supplies. Now, you see what I'm talking about. Even though your ship may wreck, I remember, amen, I had this dream over and over. I had it over and over. I'm like, Lord, I don't know what this dream is. I need to know. So I went in prayer for this dream. It kept coming to me. He let me know. He said, your ship gonna wreck. That's what he said. He said, your ship gonna wreck, but know that I got you. And you're going to be all right. He did, and I had the dream over and over, over and over. Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, guess what? My ship wrecked. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It did. My ship wrecked. But guess what? I had him by my side. He took care of me. He walked me through. He told me what to do, how to do it, when to do it, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't you know he provided, hallelujah. Did things get rough? Yes, sir. But did he provide? Yes, sir. He sent people from here, there, and everywhere to do things and to help me, and that's what he does, hallelujah. You see, right here, he provided for them. Even though the ship wrecked, they still were provided for. Hallelujah. So you can't get bowed down and, okay, well, I'm going to let this person help me. No, you can't do that. And I'm going to let this person help me. You can't do that. Glory to God. When he sends them, he may send somebody that you don't even like. Well, guess what? You better take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you now, you better take it. Hallelujah. Because it may be a long time before he sends someone else to come back and help you again. So you better take it. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship to Alexandria, which had winter in the isles, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there for 3 days. And from thence we fetched a compass and came to Regimen. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Teola. You see, they were still traveling. They were traveling. Paul was going. It didn't matter. He didn't even care about what had happened. You know, he kept on going. And sometimes when things in life happen, you know, and it latches itself to you, hallelujah. Like I said, you're a transfer. You say, okay, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. The next thing you know, you done picked it back up. Because you didn't start to meditate on that same thing that is happening. You said you gave it to the Lord. Meditate on it, hallelujah, again, and it's coming back to you. Hallelujah. Said, no, Lord, you done handled this now. And in the name of Jesus, I will not let it enter my vessel anymore. Lord, it's yours. I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to keep it there. So when it tries to come back, then you have to have the word in you. You have to walk by sight. Believe that word that's down in your belly. Oh, my God, as it began to stir up. Oh, my God. And now don't let that thing come back in and latch yourself to you. Hallelujah. Although they went through many, many and much turbulence, they still, amen, Paul still had a praise inside of him. Yes, he did. Let's move to verse 14. Where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went towards Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us, far as Appii Farm, and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. You see right here, amen, Paul was thanking God for, you know, he was having a place to go, and, you know, they had good courage because people took care of them still, you know. God was sitting, like I said, I hear it again. You know, somebody's been turning down things and stuff that God's been sending you. And, you know, I hear you saying, I don't want that. I don't want that. Well, let me tell you, you know, understand, God will send stuff and give you things to people you may not like. And I remember they preached that one night. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, I listen whenever everybody preaches. I'm going to get something. I'm going to pull some nugget away from that because it's the truth anyhow. Okay? When you say to ourselves, it's the truth anyhow. okay? Glory to God. Huh? You've been turning away stuff, and God's been trying to bless you. Hallelujah. So I tell you on today, don't keep turning them down when they're trying to bless you, stuff they done bought and money they give. And don't keep turning it down, because it may be a long time before you get it again. Hallelujah. And when we came to Rome, the centurions believed the prisoners delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with the soldier that kept him. Understand, see right here, God was still taking care of Paul. Paul was still, amen, he was preaching the word of God. He was still giving it to him. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. You know, you can go through many, many troubles, many, many trials, many, many tribulations. But you know what you got to do? You got to keep going on with Jesus. You can't let nothing stray you away from the Lord thy God. You got to learn how to shake it off and keep it moving. Don't let it stress you out so bad. Well, you know what, Lord, I can't preach your word. Lord, you know I can't teach your word on today because I'm just so stressed. I'm just so, amen. You know, it's okay. Sometimes, yes, I understand, but not all the time. Amen. It ought to be a time when you're good to go. Glory to God. It ought to be a time where you're good to pray. It ought to be a time where you're good to seek his face. Amen. Not walking all broke, busted, disgusted, and defeated every day. Come on now. Hallelujah. My God. You got to learn how to mount up wings as an eagle and fly high above the circumstances of life. Don't get caught up and let the venomous snake bite you on the arm and you just going to tote him around, hallelujah, like you're toting a baby. Shake him off, glory to God, and say, no more, I won't walk like this and I won't talk like this because I am a child of the Most High God. So you're not going to come, hallelujah, and let yourself to me, hallelujah, glory to God. I know who I am and I know what's in me, hallelujah, and start giving him back the word of God. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He won't let nothing by no means hurt me. Hallelujah. He said, if I be for you, no man can be against me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. When that word starts to flow out of your belly like rivers of living water, then that thing gonna get back and it's gonna behave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's only two times that you can praise the Lord. You know, they sing a song. I have to piggyback on a little bit of what they said, because guess what? It's good word for some of you who didn't hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And two times to praise the Lord. When you feel like it and when you don't, glory to God. But you still got to give him praise, even though you're going through and you've hit some turbulences and the wind is blowing and your boat is rocking. You still got to learn how to praise him. You got to still have a praise on the inside of you. Although you've been through the fire, you've been through the flood, you can't give up. You still got to trust God. Say, Lord, I trust you no matter what. I trust you no matter what I'm going through. It may not look like what I wanted to look like, but Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to back down on what I say. Lord, I love you, honey. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to still trust him. You got to still go on with him. Hallelujah. When life happens, and life will happen, you know, circumstances happen to us all. Everybody hits some turbulences every now and then, but you got to put everything you got in the Lord, glory to God, because he's the only one that's going to take you through. He's the only one that's going to see you through. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can get so caught up and want people to pull you out, pull you over, glory to God. But guess what? He wants you to come and get down on your own rusty knees. Yes, I did say that. Hallelujah. Your own rusty knees and ask him for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He want to hear you ask. Yes. He said, one can chase a 1,000, two can chase 10,000. Yes. But you need to ask him. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I'm here. And I'm asking you, Lord God. I'm seeking you, Lord, in this situation. So, Lord, I'm depending on you to handle it. But this thing trying to latch to me and it won't let me go. And then you realize if you still can't break loose, then call somebody that can get a prayer through. You know, let me help you out. Everybody can't get a prayer through, okay? They can get a prayer. They can't get it through, okay? Amen. They can muster up a prayer, but will the prayer go through? That's the thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But call somebody who can get a prayer through. Hallelujah. And they don't mind praying and asking God, going before him, going before the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. For you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's what we need. We got to learn how to not let things latch to us and to keep on moving on down the road. Don't let nothing slow you up or hold you up. Glory to God. Only stop you stop is at the stop sign and the red light. I don't want you to get a ticket. Hallelujah. And other than that, you keep on moving. Hallelujah. Your yellow light means cautious. That means you ain't got really what you need. Glory to God. So you need to call up, like I said, apostle and pastor on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You need to hit them up on Facebook. You go through with caution. And then, amen, whenever they do what they're supposed to do and the work in you, and then they help you to get built up and pull you over, glory to God, then your light will be on green. So you won't go through, hallelujah, and get a ticket, hallelujah. You won't go through, hallelujah, on the red light when you know you shouldn't have. Hallelujah, glory to God. You won't go and get towed up on the flow up. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So remember, learn how to shake it off quickly. You know, I'm not one that holds a grudge. I really don't. That same person that did me wrong, I'll go back and start talking to them. Glory to God. That's just who I am. I thank God. No, it ain't always been like that. Let me help you out. Hallelujah. But as when you're anchored in Christ and you can, and he builds you and begins to build you on the inside out, hallelujah. No, I this didn't happen by myself. No, I can't tell you that. Hallelujah. No, it didn't, because I had leaders that was helping me and they pulled out what was in there wrong. Hallelujah. And amen. And since then, I have been really enjoying my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, some say, you know, I talk a little proper sometimes. Well, anyway, amen. But yes, I have been enjoying it. Glory to God. And I'm keep on down the road and keep enjoying it. Hallelujah. But yes, things do happen. Yes. And things happen to good people. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. You know how they were sitting around the fire. This man must be a murderer. But understand, he wasn't, hallelujah, the waves try to take him out, now the snake bit him, come on. You know, and then they'll see this happened, that happened, this happened. Well, what they been doing? People will say that. And they don't have to be done dead or faint. They'll be doing nothing. You know, we all going to go through some tests. Hallelujah. But understand, he said, I'll never put more on you than you can bear. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you placed in your people's ear gates on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let it bring healing to their very soul, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let them learn how to shake off. Hey, glory to God, everything that's wrong. Let them learn how to shake off, Lord God, the trials and the troubles that they go through, Lord God. Let them learn how to shake it off, Lord God, and believe in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Don't let their belief system get shook up to where they can't believe anymore. In the name of Jesus, let them stand and stand strong on your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you heal and you do deliver and you set free those that are captives in their mind, oh God, those that are captives in their spirit and they can't get loose. We decree and we declare today, oh God, that they're shaking it off and they can get loose to serve you. That thing that's been bothering them and they've been binding them down in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare right now that they're shook loose. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, don't forget, oh my God, all the shows that's coming up, you know, awesome shows every Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor's on, amen, kicking the devil, tearing him up by the tail, slaying him against the wall, knocking him out, glory to God. Don't forget, Elder on Saturday, she grabbed hold to him when she grabbed in prayer. Amen. He be trying to get her loose, but amen. She looked like she reached and grabbed him and tell him, come here. I'm tired of you been what you've been doing to God's people. She said, come here. Glory to God. So don't forget, hallelujah, Prophetess Martha William, every Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries. Glory to God. We'll call the hour power ministry, Elaine. Hallelujah. The second hour of power, glory to God. Awesome word, awesome word, awesome word. Author, an awesome word and an author. Glory to God. You got a path. So come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Come on in and partner, because he is real and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God, into what you want me to be, oh Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, everything that I thought wasn't like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I repent. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Where you believe in Jesus Christ, it don't stop there. Now it's time for you to really dig into the word and, amen, glory to God, and giving you a place where, you know, you want to hear the word of God. It's being taught and lived out the way it should be. Hallelujah. My God, glory to God. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, because he is real and he is worthy to be praised. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. Don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. She's coming up in 30 minutes. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Have a good rest of the day. Amen.